Log Talk Radio.
My heart.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, O God, and we call upon your holy name. O Lord God, we humble ourselves before you, and we give you thanks, Lord. We bless your holy name. O Lord, we ask you to stop by here today and have your way, God. We ask for a touch, Lord Jesus. We need strength and we need power, Lord. We ask you, O God, to incline your ear to our cry. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are gathered here today calling on your name, Lord. We need you to stop by here, oh, Lord Jesus. We need a touch from you, oh, Lord. Lay your hand upon us, Lord, and strengthen us where we're weak. Lord, build us up where we're torn down. Lord, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer, oh, God. Whatever you're not pleased with, anything that's not right, Lord, forgive us, oh God, and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, we are down here waiting on you, Lord. We can't do anything without you. We need your guidance, oh God. We need direction. Lord, take us by the hand and walk by our side. Lord, order our steps in your will, Lord. Keep us and preserve us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will save thine souls, oh God. Souls are dying every day, Lord, without their sins be forgiven. Oh, Lord God, souls are dying without hope, my God. We ask that you will be merciful and that you will move all around the world. You will manifest yourself to those who don't know you, Lord. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask you to visit us here in this place, Lord. Stop by, oh God, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Lord, move in this building, Lord. Move, my God, in the neighborhood. Move, Lord Jesus. Lord, send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Be merciful, oh God. Touch, Lord, and heal those who are sick in their bodies, Lord. Lay your hand upon them right now. Oh, Lord, you know the condition that is plaguing their bodies. We know, Lord, that you speak the word. They shall be healed, Lord. Raise them up, my God, and give them a chance to do your will, Lord. If they commit any sin, let their sins be forgiven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, remember the leaders today. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Be with them, oh God. Give them vision and revelation. Give them guidance, Lord. Help them to lead your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able. Look on those on the prayer list, Lord. One by one and name by name. We pray, God, that you will touch. You will work miracles. That you will work it out for them, Lord. You will fix it for them, Jesus. Open doors, oh God. Heal and deliver. Make everyone whole, Lord. Save, Lord Jesus. Give comfort and give consolation in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need is, oh Lord, we know you're able to supply. We are asking it in your name. The Lord, you said in your word that if we ask anything in your name, you would do it, and we're taking you at your word. We believe in you right now. Lord, and we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord, for your touch today. We thank you, oh God, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, Lord. We thank you for healing, Lord Jesus. We thank you for deliverance. Oh, Lord, we thank you for everything, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God, and we praise you, Lord. We ask you, oh God, to accept our prayer. The Lord, that the words in our mouth, the meditations of our hearts, and the thoughts of our minds, even the intents of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for prayer on today. I do give honor to the Lord, and I give honor to whom honor is due. If this is your first time, we welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Habib Show. We are also in a live service here in Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church of God. I'm the Watch Care Minister, and Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Daxon, Jr. is our president, Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all the people of God. We just thank the Lord for this great opportunity just to come and be in service and give God the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. So if you haven't gotten your Bible and you want to read along, go ahead and get your Bible so that you can read along in the opening scripture on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We are looking for a great time in the Lord, and we're going to ask if Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen will read our opening scripture. God bless.
And praise the Lord. The opening scripture is taken from the 126th number of Psalms at 126. And I'm starting at the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And again, that's the 126th number of Psalms, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. In God, from the word of the 126, number of Psalms, the first throughout the 6 verses throughout the entire. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast. Amen. Back over to the hands of Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that beautiful opening scripture. Praise God. And I just tell you today, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm so glad about it. I'm just rejoicing for what the Lord has done. Amen. God has done great and marvelous things. So if you don't mind joining us today, we just want to lift up the name of Jesus. We want to give him the praise that is due to his name. And I know it may not be a whole room full of people, but God is in the room. And we are here to glorify the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you could join in with us to sing a praise unto the Lord, you know, we can come before his presence with singing. You know, God invites us to come before him with singing. Amen. And when we sing, we give glory and honor to his name. So if you would join us today in a song of praise, just giving God the glory, for God is worthy of all the praise. Amen. Praise God.
Now waiting on you, waiting on you.
Feel free to sing along.
Oh, waiting on you. We can't do nothing, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you, waiting on you, waiting on you, we're down here, Lord, waiting on you, we can't do nothing, we're down here, Lord, calling on you, Lord. Calling on your name, we're down here, Lord.
still go ahead on and get those announcements out of the way, and then we'll come back and we'll have the scripture. We'll have the word of God. Amen. So go ahead and get your Bibles. If you want to get a notebook or write some things down, feel free to do so. Amen. At this time, we have our announcement from Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless you.
We thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to the broadcast website and click on the on-demand broadcast. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling a little bold, get us. Want to have remarks after the word, you have testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, or an encouraging word you'd like to give, just feel free to give us a call. You don't have to wait. You can call now, or just wait until after the word. Or call now and put yourself on mute. The guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries, or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts a Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. And just Martha Carlbeth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Hopp, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church from Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. Where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hope teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep a more nick in our prayers. Evangelist Malcolm Callbreath families here. Jesse Johnson, Bree Johnson family, all Bree families, all those who are currently requesting prayer, please pray for them. Amen. I'm going to add my nephew, David Hamid, prayer list as well. Please pray for him. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So, to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid. God bless you, Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those announcements, and we ask you for your continued prayers. Those names that were called out, that's not the all-inclusive list, but for everyone who is on the prayer list, please continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. So now let's prepare now to go to the Word of God, and before we get into the scriptures, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. Lord, we ask that you will feed our souls, that you will bless us, oh God, in an abundant way, spiritually, naturally, and whatever other needs we may have, we ask for the blessing. Oh God, send forth your word. Reach those souls who are listening, oh God, and bless them through your word. Have your way, oh God. We ask it in your holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, and we're going over to the book of St. Luke, the 23rd chapter, beginning with verse 27. And I want to kind of skip about, or perhaps I'll just read from 27 down to where I really want to get to, and that's about the 39th verse and a little beyond. And so if you would bear with me as I read the scriptures, St. Luke 23, beginning with verse 27. And it reads, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him." And this is talking about Jesus when he was about to be crucified. And he had gone before Pilate, and it was determined that he would be crucified. And so there were a lot of people who followed Jesus, and many women who bewailed him and lamented him. They cried for him. In the 28th verse, "But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the drought? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. Verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I'm going to stop right there. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And in this passage of scripture, it had been laid on my mind concerning what Jesus said to the women. He called them the daughters of Jerusalem. He told them not to weep for him, but rather to weep for themselves and their children. And when I think on the condition of the world today, how children are in this world, I can see why Jesus told them to weep for their children. Hallelujah. Because the children, they are being exploited. Children are being killed. They're being put to death. Children are being abused. Some of them are locked up and chained up in houses, and some manage to break out and get help. But they're being starved to death. They're being abused and mistreated. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And I can see where there are also others who are going through similar things, who are being, even though they're not children, they're grown up. And they also are being abused. Some of them are being held against their will. Hallelujah. But if you don't know Jesus today, you ought to ask him to remember you. Oh, glory be to God. You ought to come and seek Jesus so that your soul will not be lost. Oh, glory be to God. In this latter portion that I read concerning the malefactor, Jesus, he saw how they persecuted him. No, he could have called a whole legion of angels to come and free him, but he didn't do it. It was love that kept him there. It was love for the whole entire world. It was love, that unconditional love, that caused him to stay right there and pray to the Father. Say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, he stayed on the cross just for you and for me. Oh, hallelujah. But one of the malefactors began to just berate him and deride him and ask him to save himself and them too. But the other malefactor, he realized that he needed mercy. He realized that he was getting what he deserved because of his own deeds. Hallelujah. He knew that he was going to die because of the deeds he had done. Oh, glory be to God. But he had a Savior who was right next to him. And he recognized that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he began to just rebuke that other malefactor and asking him, do you not fear God? Because of what he was saying. Oh, praise be to God. So he turned to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Glory to God. He knew that Jesus was on his way to his own kingdom. And he wanted Jesus to remember him. Hallelujah. It may not have seemed like it was a long time, but a whole lot was in that. He repented. He was sorrowful. He was asking for forgiveness. In that statement, It was broad and it was wide. It covered a whole lot. Hallelujah. He acknowledged his deed. And he asked the Lord to remember him. You know, some people, they don't want to acknowledge their own wrong. They don't want to acknowledge their sinful ways. But today is the day of salvation. And this malefactor, he knew he only had hours to live. Well, glory to God. But I believe he didn't want to die in his sin. He didn't want to die in the state he was in. So he asked the Lord to remember him. And Jesus, the merciful Son of God, full of love and compassion, told him these words. He said, verily, the word verily means truly, I say unto thee, today, glory be to God, hallelujah, not tomorrow, but today, oh yes, Lord, that shall be with me in paradise, hallelujah. After the time came, malefactor to die. He knew he had that promise. The Lord promised him that he would be with him in paradise today. Oh, glory to God. And so to speed up the death, they broke the leg of the malefactor. When they came to Jesus, he had already given up the ghost, so they did not break his leg. But the other two, they were still alive, and they broke their legs to speed up the death. And they died that day. One of them went to paradise to be with the Lord. The other, the Bible doesn't say what happened to him. But I don't see no record where he repented of his sin. I don't see any record where Jesus told him he would be in paradise. And so it's in God's hands what happened to the other malefactor. But if I were you today, and I didn't know God in the departing of my sin, I would repent right now and ask the Lord, remember me. Lord, please, Lord, remember me. I'm down here, Lord, waiting on you. I'm down here, Lord, calling on your name. Lord, remember me this day. Save me, Lord. Forgive my sin. Take away my sin. Clean me up. Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Thank you, Jesus. When you come to that condition, when your heart meets that condition, to be so sorry that you committed any sins against God, God will forgive you and he'll take away your sins. But if you're willing to confess your sins before the Lord, he will have mercy on your soul. You don't have to continue in sin. You don't have to keep living the way you're living. But you can live a righteous life. You can walk upright before God. Hallelujah. Because time is winding up. Time is running out for somebody. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I encourage you today to get in a hurry and call on the name of the Lord. Get in a hurry and change your ways. Turn from your ways. Come out of adultery. Come out of fornication. Come on out of every sin that you're living in. Turn away from it and repent right now. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Put away all of your idols. Put them away. Anything that's stopping you from living for God, put it away. You got to sever your ties. If you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have a mind to live right, you ought to sever your ties with them and walk away from them. Hallelujah. If they don't want to come, just leave them behind. Oh, glory be to God. And that's what this malefactor did. He went for himself. Oh, glory be to God. And asking the Lord to remember him. Oh, praise be to God. But somebody was talking negative. Somebody was talking all kinds of talk. Talking like they didn't fear God. But that malefactor, he went on and asked the Lord to remember him. So I encourage you to get away from all negativity. Anyone who's talking anything but the Bible, they don't mean you no good. So walk away from them. Praise the Lord. If you have a mind to serve the Lord, don't keep hanging around those who don't have a mind to serve the Lord. Praise be to God. But Jesus warned, saying, weep for yourself and for your children. Hallelujah. And this has been weighing heavy on my heart. Children, they are precious in the sight of God. And the enemy is trying to cut them off. He's trying to cut off their life. But we have to go to the Lord. We have to cry for them. Cry in prayer for them. Call on the Lord for ourselves and for our children. Because there's trouble in the world. Everywhere, no matter where you go, there's trouble everywhere. Hallelujah. We're living in perilous times. We're down here living in the last days. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So now is the time that we really need to pray more. This is what I preached on Friday night. We need prayer. Oh, glory be to God. We need prayer. Hallelujah. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Lord, remember me. Lord, please remember me. Glory be to God. That's my title today. Lord, remember me. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We can see the signs of the time. We are living in the last days. It's time now for us to get in a hurry and get right with God. Anything, if it's anything, no matter what, how small it may seem, if it seems wrong, get it right. Hallelujah. Don't have any doubt whatsoever. And God knows no excuses will be accepted. All excuses were nailed to the cross. There is no excuse. The Bible lets us know thou art inexcusable. Oh, man. We have no excuse. Jesus paid the price. He died on that cross. so that we all could be saved. Hallelujah. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. But I encourage you today to give the Lord a try. If you haven't tried Jesus, I encourage you to try him just one time, and you will never feel faint. Oh, praise God. He will not fail you. He will not let you down. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. I thank the Lord for the word of God. And I'm going to go to God in prayer. Anyone desiring to be saved, you, all you have to do is repent and ask the Lord for forgiveness and be willing to give up all of your sins. You may have some things that you feel like you can't stop, but I'm here to tell you that God has the power and he will give you the strength and you will be able to walk away from it. Oh, yes, Lord. You might have some habits that you just can't break, but Jesus is the habit breaker. Oh, he'll take the desire out of your system, and you will have no desire. The taste won't come into your mouth anymore. He will take it away. Oh, glory be to God. There's nothing too hard for God. So just come and let him do the work in your life. He'll make something beautiful out of your life. Amen. If there's anyone feeling discouraged, feel like you need more strength, or maybe you've gone astray, gotten off track, you also can come back and call on the Lord, and he will have mercy on you, and he will set everything right in your life. Hallelujah. So come on to Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's believe God together. Let's put our faith together. Let's touch and agree in prayer. Hallelujah. And I believe God will hear us, and he will answer. I believe God will save anyone who desires to be saved. I believe God will heal anyone who's sick today. Hallelujah. God got everything you need, and he's waiting to give it to you. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord. We ask you to stop by here and make your holy visitation. Lord, please incline your ear right now for those who have repented of their sins. Forgive them, Lord, and take away their sins. Save their souls. Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost and use them for your service. Those who are sick in their bodies, we pray, God, for healing. Lord, lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord Jesus. Raise them up, my God, and make them whole, Lord. If they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Oh, my God, raise them up off the sick bed that they may do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for those on the prayer list. Look on them right now. Oh, Lord, touch. Jesus, move. What miracles. Work it out right now. Fix it, Jesus, like only you can. In the name of Jesus, look on those, Lord, who are listening on the broadcast. Let a special blessing come upon them. Bless them today, Lord, with whatever they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now. We thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. We believe we have the petition that we've asked in this prayer, both spoken and unspoken. Oh, hallelujah. And we bless your name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do in each of our lives, Lord. Under the sound of my voice, Lord. Everyone, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Truly, we thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. So if you will join us in giving God a praise and thanking him for what he's already done. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you. What is God to do? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for blessing us today. We just thank him for all things. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Now at this time, I'm going to give way for remarks. Mr. Bandit Khadijah, would you like to have remarks? God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through. Amen. Sheba Amin. Truly, she preached under the anointing, Lord, remember me. And as she began to preach, I just began to picture it in my mind and how this malefactor, who he began to confess what he done. That, you know, he knew that he was, you know, he and the other malefactor had done, you know, what to be deserved, but they were doing what it was deserved. Their crucifixion was deserved because of their wrongdoing. But he acknowledged that Jesus had done no wrong. And then he turned to Jesus, and I wonder where he heard about him and if this was his first encounter of him. And if it was, and he immediately recognized that Jesus had no fault with him. And he said, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Remember me. When thou comest into thy kingdom. He immediately believed. Sometimes it takes people a long time to believe, but it seemed like, and I don't know, the Bible doesn't say, this was his first encounter with Jesus, but immediately his faith began to reach out. And when it did, Jesus reached back and said, today, you'll be with me in my kingdom. And I thank God. And he still had to go through whatever he went through with his leg being broken and things like that, but he recognized, he deserved it. He deserved it. But in the end, he found peace. And this is what we're looking for. We can come to the Lord and receive forgiveness of our sins and enter into the kingdom of God. We don't have to just let this life down here be the end of it. And it's not, because it's not. A lot of people think that when you die, that's it. But we have to stand before God in judgment, and that whatever reward we receive is going to be based on what we did down here on the earth if we didn't get our sins forgiven. Beautiful word of God, very encouraging. And there goes again that witness about praying. And it seems like ever since, even before we went to the district meeting, the messages have been coming across about it's time, you know, prayer is praying time, and encouraging us, it's time to pray. And it seems like the message keeps coming across, it's time to pray. So I thank God for witnesses, so we know what to do. Amen, praise God. But I've enjoyed the word of God again today coming through the evangelist. I mean, and you know, this world is very wicked, and children that are growing up in it, Lord knows, we do have to pray for those children. Weep, Jesus says, weep for them. It is sad if you have little young loved ones
growing up in this world, sometimes you listen to them, the things they say, you can tell that they're being influenced by the things of this world. And that's something to weep about, because this world doesn't have anything good in it. Amen. But I thank God for, again, for the word. To see the advantage of me. Keep on preaching the word of God. Be encouraged.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord for this service today and for how God has blessed us. And I pray that you have been blessed through this service. Amen. Through the prayer and the word of God. And I encourage you to just take the word of God in for yourself and live by it. Praise the Lord. And she brought out some beautiful points about the malefactor. I don't know if that was his first encounter or if he heard. I know that the fame of Jesus went far and wide. So it's a possibility that he had heard something about Jesus. Glory be to God. But when he was there with the Lord, he was able to recognize that that's Jesus. This man is a righteous man. Hallelujah. Praise God. I do thank the Lord, because the glow of the Lord will be upon us because we are praying and we are in his presence. Like with Moses. When Moses went before God, he was in the presence of God. The glow of the Lord was on him so great until the people couldn't even tolerate looking upon him, that glow was so bright. You know, and God, he's a mighty God. So, yes, it is a witness for us to pray. And the word of God that came during the district meeting, it was so uplifting and so encouraging and so beautiful. Just one of the messages was get close to God, nearer, oh God, to thee. Like, just draw nigh to the Lord. Get as close to the Lord as you can. And the way to do that is through prayer. So we do thank the Lord for the broadcast on this afternoon. We thank God for this portion of the service. Praise the Lord. And we ask that you will continue to keep us in prayer. And again, please continue to lift up those who are on our prayer list. And we thank the Lord for all of you. We want you to know that we are praying for you and that we love you. Have your final word. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, which is scheduled to be on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And we are expected to be at our NPMA in South Carolina. So tune on in. We'll have a broadcast on. It might be a rebroadcast, or it's a possibility it might be live. Amen. So tune on in and pray for us that the Lord would bless us during our ministerial conference. Praise the Lord. And until then, may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.